ॐ ज्ञानातिनिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोविस्तां स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायां ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। वन्देयां श्रीगुरो श्रीजुतपदकमलां श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् सद्वैतं सद्वधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सहगणाललिता श्रीसकान्वितंश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते। तप्त कांचन गौरंगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे वी कंटिन्यू रीडिंग फ्रॉम द 10th कैंटो ऑफ द श्रीमद् भागवतम द समन बनम Chapter 9, Mother Yasoda binds Lord Krishna. Text 21. This is the last three verses of the chapter. The next two verses, no purport, so we will just read them also. And then tomorrow we'll start for a new episode of Lord Krishna's pastimes, deliverance of the Yamal Arjuna trees.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nayam Sukapo Bhagavan Dehinam Gopika Sutaha Jnaninam Chatma Bhutanam Yatha Bhakti Matam Iha.
Word for word meaning na, not ayam, this sukha apa, very easily obtainable, or an object of happiness. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dehinam, of persons in the bodily concept of life. Especially the karmis. Gopika Sutta. Krishna, the son of Mother Yasoda. Krishna, as the son of Vasudev, is called Vasudev. And as the son of Mother Yasoda, he is known as Krishna. Jnaninam cha. And of the jnanis who try to be free from material contamination. At mabutanam of self-sufficient yogis. Yutaha as bhakti matam of the devotees iha in this world. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Mother Yasoda, is accessible to devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service. But He is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. Purport. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the son of Mother Yasoda, is very easily available to devotees, but not to tapasvis, yogis, jnanis, and others who have a bodily concept of life. Although they may sometimes be called Santa Bhaktas, real bhakti begins with Dasharas. So there are five major rasas or mellows or relationships with the Supreme Lord. So as Prabhupada says here, even though they're in Santa Ras, considered these tapasvis, yogis, jnanis, and karmis. No, he didn't say karmis. Tapasvis, that means those who perform so much austerities, yogis who wanted to see the Supreme Lord as a super soul within their hearts, or the jnanis, those who are one and two, understand the Supreme Lord by reading the Vedic scriptures, but missing the main point, vidaisya sarvair aham eva vidya, vedantakrit vedavit eva chaham, still they miss that Vasudev is the main point of their studies. They are called Santa Bhaktas. We'll describe that more later on, what is Santa Bhakta and what is Dasharas. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4:11, Yeyatamam prapajyante tam sataiva bhajami aham mama vatmanu vartante manushya parta sarvasa. As living entities surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Prita. Everyone is seeking Krishna, for He is the super soul of all individual souls. Let's see what Prabhupada says in that point. In the purport, the Bhagavad Gita, the first sentence is, everyone is searching for Krishna in the different aspects of His manifestations. It's the same. But specifically here, Prabhupada says, for He is the super soul of all individual souls. Paramatma. Everyone loves his body and wants to protect it because he is within the body as the soul. And everyone loves the soul because the soul is part and parcel of the super soul. Therefore, everyone is actually seeking to achieve happiness by reviving his relationship with the super soul. As the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vidaisya sarvair aham eva vidya. By all the Vedas, it is I who am to be known. Therefore, the karmis, jnanis, yogis, and saintly persons are all seeking Krishna. But by following in the footsteps of devotees who are in direct relationship with Krishna, especially the inhabitants of Vrindavan, one can reach the supreme position of associating with Krishna. So this is the formula. This is the secret. As it is said, Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gacchati. Krishna does not leave Vrindavan even for a moment. The Vrindavan Vasis, Mother Yasoda, Krishna's friends, and Krishna's conjugal lovers, the younger gopis, with whom he dances, have very intimate relationships with Krishna. And if one follows in the footsteps of these devotees, Krishna is available. Although the Nitya Siddha expansions of Krishna always remain with Krishna, if those engaged in sadhana siddhi follow in the footsteps of Krishna's Nitya Siddha associates, such sadhana siddhas also can easily attain Krishna without difficulty. But there are those who are attached to bodily concepts of life. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, for example, have very prestigious positions, and thus they have the sense of being very exalted Isvaras. In other words, because Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are guna avatars and have exalted positions, they have some small sense of being like Krishna. But the pure devotees who inhabit Vrindavan do not possess any bodily conception. They are fully dedicated to the service of the Lord in sublime affection, prema. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore recommended prema pum arto mahan. The highest perfection of life is prema, pure love in relationship with Krishna. And Mother Yasoda appears to be the topmost of devotees who have attained this perfection. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Very interesting part of the Srimad Bhagavatam here, where we've been discussing for the last few weeks. And these pastimes occurred in Kartik, during Kartik time, especially Diwali. And Diwali is considered as the new year for the followers of Hindu Dharma. Of course, for the Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas especially, our new year is Gaura Purnima. That's the time when we change our calendar, Gaurabdha calendar. This happened 5,000 years ago. However, as it is mentioned here, Krishna never go outside of Vrindavan even for one step. That means the Leela of the Supreme Lord is still going on, but only for those who are having the eyes tinged with love of God, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Their eyes are anointed with love and they are pure in their hearts, free from the six anarthas, namely madness, illusion, envy, anger, and so on, then they can see Krishna is still performing his pastimes even in this very day. However, for us who are sadhakas, who are practitioners of the process of bhakti, our ultimate goal is prema. And the Srimad Bhagavatam specifically explains that Krishna prema is the perfection of everyone's endeavor in one's life, especially in the human form of life. The Srimad Bhagavatam profounds this Krishna prema as the highest goal. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also mentions here in the purport, prema arto mahan, not dharma artha kama and moksha, but the highest is attaining love of God. So the whole purpose of why we are here, what we are doing day after day, is ultimately to attain this love of God. By knowing who is Krishna, by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam every day, by performing sadhana bhakti. In sadhana bhakti, there are two parts. There is the vaidhi sadhana bhakti, and then there is the raganuga bhakti. These are like two passages. Those who are perfected in their sadhana bhakti, then they may enter the spiritual world, but not Vrindavan. There are four sampradayas, and some of them are very particular in their rules and regulations, rituals and ceremonies. They're very particular in following all of this in toto. And the utmost they can attain are the Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky, in Parabhyom. But even to attain Vaikuntha is not so easy. What to say of Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, where the Lord resides along with His intimate associates, performing pastimes, whereby they don't have any idea or clue that Krishna is God. It seems to be they are in ignorance of who is Krishna. For all they know, they just want to love Krishna, increase their love towards the Supreme Lord. And therefore, there are these different rasas or relationships of the Supreme Lord that one can develop or reestablish. Develop means just by following the rules and regulations, not necessarily you will attain love of God. Not just by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam also or the other Vedic literatures, you will attain love of God. Not just by performing severe austerities, you will attain love of God. It's like some tapasvis. You can see them in the Himalayas. They perform so severe austerities. Like even in the month of Magh, that means winter time, they will submerge themselves up to their neck into Ganga. And how cold that is. Like even in Haridwar, when you touch Ganga, so cold. And what to say if you're in the Gangotri or Yamuna tree? Or in the middle of summer, they will put burning coals around them. Now it's still in the 40s, very hot in the middle of the afternoon. And what to say if you put this burning coals around you? They try to get rid of that notion to be in the bodily platform. Some of this are this is their goal, just to get rid of that notion that I'm not this body. But then they don't perform bhakti. That is not bhakti. Doing that tapasya. Or the yogis, they will perform severe austerities as well. To attain the darshan of having realized the super soul within their heart. Still, it is not enough. But Prahlad Maharaj says that the only way how we can attain love of God is Mahat Seva, Dwara, by serving the pure devotees of the Supreme Lord. And when they bestow their mercy upon us, then we will attain love of God. So how do you attain the mercy? Is it really like freely? Have you heard costless mercy? Mercy doesn't have a cause. Costless. It doesn't have a cause, but love of God is within our hearts. An example is given in the Shastra, that this aranya wood is a type of wood whereby if you strike this wood, flames will come out. So love of God is within us, but somehow it has to be invoked by the pure devotee by giving us the seed, the bhakti lata bij. And what is the proper way how to make that seed grow? Because ultimately the bhakti lata bij, if it's water, by hearing and chanting and avoiding the unwanted personalities, that means those who are opposed to the execution of bhakti, or those who even accept that the ultimate supreme absolute has no form, they are considered as very detrimental. Or even Vaishnava Parad, especially the biggest enemy in bhakti. Then, if we keep watering by hearing and chanting, serving the Vaishnavas, performing this sadhana bhakti with utmost care and attention and sincerity, then ultimately this bhakti lata bij will grow and it will penetrate the coverings of this universe and ultimately will take shelter unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord in the spiritual world. It is easy, because this is our nature, to love Krishna, but it becomes difficult because our priority has been stolen by the desires to enjoy this material world. Our main disease is that we have forgotten Krishna. And now, the process that we are doing is that we are trying to revive. And the only way how to revive this is by taking guidance from a bona fide spiritual master, taking guidance from elevated souls, sadhus, by their guidance and by their directions, we'll be able to reach that ultimate destination. And it is possible, as Prabhupada says, possible to make it in one lifetime. So that attaining love of God, Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, is that we have to follow the footsteps of the Braja Vasis. And who are the Braja Vasis? Well, there are those who took birth in Vrindavan. And these are very rare souls. It says in the sastras that they must have been devotees in their previous life. That's why they took birth. Bharat, India is very auspicious. It's a land of Dharma. To take birth in India is not an ordinary soul. But to take birth in Vrindavan, that is more rare. It's the rarest of them all. We should be very careful, as Prabhupada says, to not to get too close to them, not to become familiar with them, because as Prabhupada says, it is not necessarily that they follow rules and regulations. Just like an ekadasi, you've seen some of them eating grains? Yes or no? We cannot do that. We cannot imitate that. There is a difference though between the Brajabasis who took birth here in Boma Vrindavan and those who are eternal associates of the Supreme Lord in Goloka Vrindavan. They are under Chinmaya Ras. Their body is completely spiritual. There is no envy in them. And they're eternally wanted to serve Lord Krishna. Unlike those Brajabasis who took birth in Boma Vrindavan, their body is not Chinmaya, made of Chinmaya Ras, made full of knowledge, bliss, and eternity. Still, they have to die. But they are simple. One can become a Brijabasi also if you live in Vrindavan for some time. One will say, "Oh, Prabhu, you've been in Vrindavan for a long time. You are a Brijabasi." Right? That's another Brijabasi. To take birth in Vrindavan is very auspicious. To live in Vrindavan is very auspicious, but to die in Vrindavan is the most auspicious. Because, guaranteed, you go back home, back to Godhead. But Mahamaya is also present here in Vrindavan. One can be still in Maya here. Sometimes you go with the rickshawala, and the rickshawala will ask you, "Hey Prabhu, you want to go gambling? You want to do some gambling?" "What? Oh Prabhuji, I know some prostitution around here. You want to come?" They sell alcohol here. Meat eating also is behind closed doors. So where will they go after death? Well, Prabhupada says in the fifth canto that they will take birth as hogs or dogs or monkeys. But then again, those monkeys and animals and trees and plants and birds, they are not ordinary souls. This is their last life. Because they are saturated with the atmosphere of Vrindavan. And especially the animals, they're always covered with Brajaraj. Have you seen the dogs here? They're always lying on the ground and their bodies always smeared with the Brajaraj or the dust of Vrindavan. if you touch this Vrajaraj, put it into your head, you get purified. Not outside, but inside. And what to say of these animals? So this is their last life. However, if you really want to attain love of God, as the Acharya says, then we should follow in the footsteps of the Vrajabasis in the spiritual world. Like Mother Yasoda. Yasoda means one who gave fame to Krishna. Krishna is what? All famous. This is one of his six opulences. But still, Mother Yasoda gave fame to Damodar, one whose belly has been bound up by the ropes. Actually, this Dhamma Bandhana is called the Festival of Ropes. Because we've heard throughout the pastimes, ropes after ropes. It says that the ropes that has been accumulated, Mother Yasoda could have a shop to sell ropes. All the gopis, the elderly gopis in the village, they took all the ropes. How much ropes there are, unimaginable. And Prabhupada gave in the last sentence, yes, and Mother Yasoda appears to be the topmost of devotees who have attained this perfection. Of course, Mother Yasoda doesn't have to perform sadhana bhakti. She is eternally the mother of Lord Krishna. Krishna is eternally the son of Mother Yasoda. But we can follow in her footsteps, especially those who are in the mood of wanting to protect Lord Krishna, to take care of Lord Krishna. And these are the primary qualities of the ones who are in the Vatsalya mood. There is a Santa Ras, Santarati, mentioned in the beginning of the purport. Like, according to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, the cows, the trees, the animals, they are in the Santaras. But according to Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, they are in Dasharas. Because the cows, they give milk. All their wishes will be fulfilled if they can give milk to Lord Krishna. So that is serving Lord Krishna. That is Dasharas. Or the trees, they're waiting for Lord Krishna to take a little bit of rest under the shades of the trees. So that is also serving Lord Krishna. But it seems to be neutral also, because Santaras means neutral. It's like not much in exchange, which is true also. So the Acharyas, they're saying that, yes, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Santaras, and then Dasharas, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur. And it says also that bhakti starts in Dasharas. The loving exchange between the devotees and Lord Krishna starts in Dasharas. It says in the sastras that Krishna does not have to work. Yes, you've heard of this? But right from the birth of Lord Krishna, he's starting to work. That means activities. His activities is to accordingly to the reciprocation between the devotees and himself produces pleasure. The activities itself. However, The pleasure is also his activities. To provide pleasure to his devotees, this is his activities as well. And he also derives pleasure by giving pleasure to his devotees. That is in the topmost level. Those Brijabasis who are eternally related to Krishna in the spiritual world, and those who are here in Vrindavan, who took birth in Vrindavan, who live in Vrindavan, there's a big gap of difference, but there also a main similarity. And what is the similarity between the Brijabasis in the spiritual world and the Brijabasis here in Vrindavan, Boma Vrindavan? I just want to serve Krishna. Krishna, I want to please you. As for myself, I don't want anything in return. This can only be attained if one is surrender. Surrender to Lord Krishna means I don't have anything to do with material desires. We should work on this. No more material desires. No more attraction for women. No more attraction to accumulate wealth. No more attraction to have a position, prestige. Then that is surrender. It's like sannyasis, supposed to be fully surrender to their mind, to their speech, to their actions, and to their very self. But Prabhupada says, I want you all, my dear boys and girls, he was talking to his disciples, I want you all to become sannyasis. Sannyasi means engaged 24 hours a day, fully dedicated, surrender to the instructions of Guru, Sadhu, and Sri Hari Guru and Vaishnavas, and giving up our independence. And that is our disease also. We want to become independent. We're thinking that if I lose my independence, what's going to happen to me? Where will I go? What's going to happen to my family if I surrender to Krishna? Am I really going to be happy? Look at the gopis. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that they are the best example, the topmost love that one has for Lord Krishna. Morally, what they did was wrong. They gave up their family members. Of course, we're not saying you give up your family members. It has to be justified. If they're against you, respect should be still there. It's like I met one boy from, I think it's from Hyderabad. He asked me, Maharaj, my mother doesn't want me to become a devotee. My father, yes, he's encouraging me. What shall I do? It's like Raghunath Das Goswami. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, you go back. Externally, you be with your family, but then one day will come, you will join me. And he followed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. So this boy, I told him, well, you can tell your mother that you just want to check out being a brahmachari. Because being a good brahmachari, you can be a good grihastha. It's like a transcendental trickery here. Okay, just tell your mother, 2 or 3 years you can join the Brahmachari Ashram. And hopefully she will agree. But then when she sees that you're happy, maybe she'll give up the idea of being contradicting your decision to be a devotee. So yes, the Brajavasis, especially the gopis, they run in the middle of the night. In India, women is not supposed to be walking alone at night time. Of course, modern day Kali Yuga, you've seen them also. But Vedic culture, no, women, they have to be protected all the time. But no, they transgress moral laws. Some of them are married. They run away to see Krishna, giving up the independence and just depend on Krishna's will. Because Krishna, this is what surrender means. Surrender means whatever Krishna's will, that I will do. Whatever the Guru Maharaj's will, that I will do. You cannot surrender to Krishna without surrendering to his bona fide representative. It doesn't work. If Guru says, no, don't stay in Vrindavan, go back to Punjabi Bagh. I know one devotee, he's 71 years old. He was here during the lockdown. He was... Hare Krishna. And Guru Maharaj says, you go back to Punjabi Bagh. I says, what? He's in the retired life now. 70 means like, you know, Vanaprastha, right? But which is higher? The Guru's order or our own sense enjoyment? And this devotee is like the number one in cultivating our congregation. He's number one. Maharaj, you know him, right? I was like, wow, this is amazing. So if Guru tells you, go here, out of Vrindavan, you are also in Vrindavan if you are following Guru Maharaj's order. There is no difference. There is one devotee also in Dwarka. He's a pujari. And he was living here before for many years. He knows me very well. And then I saw him doing artik in Dwarka temple in Delhi. So Maharaj told me, Guru Maharaj told me to be a pujari. He could have just remained in Vrindavan. But that is what you mean by surrender. It's not so easy for everyone. Rare soul surrenders unto Krishna. But this is our duty to attain love of Godhead. Then all of our endeavors will be fulfilled. It's easy for those who really want to attain love of God. But as the Shastra says, you cannot be in both worlds. You cannot be materialistic and at the same time, follow the process of bhakti. It doesn't work. You cannot think of sense enjoyment and at the same time trying to become a devotee. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the only way how you can become a devotee is that you must be willing to give up your sense gratification. Everyone has propensity for sense enjoyment. There's no doubt. Everyone has this. As long as we have this material body, the urge, the enticement of Maya will always attract the person who is not determined to go back home, back to Godhead. So this is for everyone. This is a lesson that we should learn from this episode of Lord Krishna's Leela. Mother Yasoda, she's willing to give up everything. Ultimately, Krishna saw this and then he was ready and willing to be bound up by her love. So the only way how we can capture Krishna is our love. And Krishna becomes subordinate because of our love, which is within us. But now it's just starting to sprout. So don't spoil that being, that growing. Otherwise, it'll take millions of lifetimes again for us to recover and come to the process of bhakti. Prabhupada says, if one falls down, it will take him millions of lifetimes to come back. But if there is what you call accidental fall down, and Prabhupada says, oh, he's back, therefore that is accidental fall down. But if the fall down is premeditated, then it will take long, long time again. But there is no loss or diminution in this process, and someday we will attain love of God. So even Brahma, Shiva and Lakshmi did not attain that same privilege to serve Lord Krishna. Well, Lord Shiva became mountain. Vaishnava Maharaj and I and Dharmatma Prabhu went there one day. Or is it in Varshana? In Nandagram? Varshana. Nandagram. Yes, Nandagram. The mountain there is Lord Shiva. He wanted to serve Lord. He says, oh, I don't mind even as a mountain or even as a stone. So that when the Brijabhasis will walk, they will touch me with their lotus feet. And Lord Brahma says, I don't mind being a creeper within the boundary or outside of the boundary of Braj, so that the dust also, when it touches my head, I'll become purified. It's a very special place where we went, Terkadam. The relationship again with Lord Krishna and the cows. So, hope against hope, we should come to that platform that someday, one day, in the near future, in this lifetime, that we will attain love of God. It depends on us. Doesn't depend on anybody. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Is there any question or comments? Yes, sir. Give the mic. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Go ahead, no problem, you can stand, no problem.
Maharaj, it was a very nice lecture. And I had just one question. That you said that animals and trees, for them it would be a last life.
That's right.
And not for the human being. So it seems...
No. Human being, you can go back to Godhead. This is the best vehicle to go back home, back to Godhead.
For them also it will be a last life.
If you are, what you call this, if you are not against the principles of bhakti, okay, you go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. We have many devotees here who left their bodies. They're doing parikrama, left their body. Getting up early in the morning, coming to the temple, left their body. So either their meditation is like, oh, I'm going to see Radhesham, Krishna Balaram, or Nitai. They went back home, back to Godhead. Many devotees, they left their bodies. They were chanting Hare Krishna around them. They went back home, back to Godhead. But if one commits sinful activities while in the holy dham, then they will take birth as lower species of life. Is that okay? Anything else? We have one here. Last two questions. One and two. Oh, you have one too? Okay, last three.
Maharaj, performing sinful activities in the vicinity of dham and taking birth in the lower species of life.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a blessing in disguise or a curse?
But why prolong? Bhakti is favorable. It has to be favorably executed. Why prolong, Prabhuji? Why suffer? You've seen the monkeys, they're very skinny. They have all injuries, you know. They have no hands, they're like... That is suffering still. You can become a tree in Vrindavan, but, you know, scorching heat. Winter time, no blanket. You want to be like that? Of course not. It should be favorably executed, bhakti. Okay.
Thank you so much.
It's still the reward. That is the reward. Still you go back home, back to Godhead. But why suffer more? Yes, sir.
Thank you for today's class, but it was totally a nectar class. Prabhuji, you mentioned causeless mercy. So I just want to understand that. What?
There are two words, grace and mercy. Grace means, here, you take it. You take it. It's like when we meet a person in the street. Hey, please take the book. Take it, take it. That is mercy. If they accept, that is mercy. Grace is from the devotee giving it to you. No cause. Causeless. It's not because you're handsome or you're rich or you're educated, I'm giving it to you. No. No qualification.
Yeah, so my question was like, when you accept that mercy, so how we can reciprocate with that? Because generally we value it, like once we earn it, then only we can value of that mercy.
Your reciprocation is like a jewel. You take care of that. Don't lose it. Don't put it aside. You take it sincerely. This may happen in your lifetime, and the next, if you misuse it, then it may take millions of lifetimes again to get this mercy. You value it by following what the Shastra says. You value it by following what the person told you to do, but especially accepting Guru. That is the conclusion. You accept a bona fide spiritual master. That is the result of receiving this mercy. Okay. And Prabhuji,
I heard Prabhupada talking last night.
Mm-hmm.
The topmost position is to be a pujari for Yajnavalkya.
Yes.
In Vrindavan temple.
Yeah.
Is it anyone who does that for their whole life?
Was that?
Anyone who does that for his whole life is guaranteed to go back home.
Right. They're the closest. In India, if you are a pujari, you are considered as very fortunate, what to say of Krishna Balaram Mandir. But all of us, whatever you perform here, if you somehow assist, because our life here are actually the deities. All of our activities here ultimately boils down to please their lordships. So let's say you distribute books, you clean the toilet, you do accounts, you do cooking. It's like Sankirtan. We are Sankirtan army. Even the cooks, if they don't do proper cooking, the pujari will not be able to digest his food, and then he will not be able to do nice puja. So everything is connected here. They're the closest, of course, so they must be really ideal. Prabhupada says that, yes. But to add more is that everyone, the 24-hour kirtan, very essential. People come here because of the kirtan and the deities. Especially, no? And the smiling devotees. When they see the smiling devotees, then they are happy also. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vitai Gaur Premanande.